Geithner and Bernanke play the bonus round.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. The Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Fed face a round of questioning before a House oversight panel today. And one lawmaker says the two have much to clarify for the American public. Issue 1, the big bonuses that went to those executives at AIG. Turns out 9 of the top 10 bonus recipients at the struggling insurance giant have agreed to give back their take. That's according to the New York Attorney General. As Tamara Keith reports, Andrew Cuomo is reporting some success in his fight to recover the money.
Of the $165 million in bonuses handed out earlier this month, Cuomo says employees have now agreed to return about $50 million of it. The New York Attorney General and his staff started with employees who got the largest bonuses and have been working their way down the list. In a statement, Cuomo thanked the AIG employees who are returning the cash for setting an example for the rest of the company, saying they've done the right thing in what is now a new era of corporate and individual responsibility. This morning, both Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be on Capitol Hill. They'll testify before the House Financial Services Committee about the AIG bailout and what has been done to monitor the company since then. Geithner will no doubt be grilled about what he knew about the bonuses and when. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Wow, how about that Dow? Well, at least for now. Analysts are cautioning the mood of investors is still fragile in spite of yesterday's 497-point jump for the Dow, a gain of 7%. The S&P 500 surged 8%. Tokyo's Nikkei added almost 3.5% today, and Frankfurt's DAX is higher by 0.33%. But Britain's FTSE has stumbled this morning by 1%. The White House says never mind the daily gyrations of the stock market. President Obama's top spokesman said this morning that ultimately the administration will be judged on whether it can restore sustained economic growth. 20 years ago today, the Exxon Valdez oil tanker hit a reef and spilled nearly 11 million gallons of oil into Alaska's Prince William Sound. Since then, the oil industry has ramped up safety measures, but now a proposal to drill in the Arctic has some experts worried about the future accidents. From Marketplace's sustainability desk, Caitlin Carroll reports.
Billions of fish died. Millions of dollars went into the environmental cleanup. And now the big question is, could it happen again? Richard Berkowitz is from the Transportation Institute, a shipping industry association. He says there are lots of new laws in the books at American ports and plenty of incentive for oil companies to toe the line.
If they bring a vessel that is not up to snuff, it'll get held up. And if you hold up a ship, that's, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars a day that will be lost.
Berkowitz says many supertankers have converted to a double hull design that protects the ship from spills, and now they use global navigation systems. Environmental groups say safety has improved, but worry that new exploration could lead the tankers into more dangerous waters. Oceana's Jeffrey Short says a new proposal to drill in the Arctic could pose big risks.
Nobody knows how to clean up an oil spill in the presence of ice or when it's dark 24 hours for months on end.
That's just one of the points Short will make at a House hearing on offshore drilling today. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
So far, so good for the Obama administration's new plan to get toxic assets off the balance sheets of the nation's banks. Wall Street was clearly dazzled, which may be just what the doctors ordered. In this case, I'm referring to a couple of distinguished economic experts, Dr. George Akerlof of the University of California at Berkeley and Dr. Robert Shiller of Yale. Their new book, Animal Spirits, explores how human psychology drives the economy. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Bob, it's a pleasure.
So let me ask you, I guess I am one of those prophets of gloom and doom that everybody talks about when it comes to the economy lately. What's your message to me? Is there any way that my message might help improve the economic situation, Mr. Shiller?
That's putting a lot on you. I think the media have an important role, but they're not the cause of this problem and they're not the solution. We need real government action. We need stronger fiscal policy to get us out of this crisis and get our confidence back.
And the government can actually sway public opinion, if you will, about what our situation is?
The fundamental problem we have today is that everyone thinks we're in a bad economy. So that means employers don't want to hire people, and people don't want to spend, and it's a vicious circle. The kind of thing that the Obama administration is doing and Congress is doing is on the right track. It's just not big enough yet.
And why does the government, Mr. Akerlof, need to get out in front of this more than anyone else?
Well, when people have good psychology and they're over-exuberant, then the government should be careful that it has good regulations. When the story turns and people have bad expectations, then it's up to the government to be sure that people have what everybody needs. What everybody needs and wants is a job. What businesses and consumers need is they need credit. And so the government should fulfill those two roles.
And what should the government do going forward, Professor Shiller?
Well, I've already said that they should be more stimulative than they are. On top of that, we really need to think over the next 5 or 10 years about how to respond to this kind of crisis. We had built a financial and economic system that was vulnerable. We often compare it to the Great Depression, not to say it's going to be so bad, but looking back at that period, it generated a lot of legislation and a lot of new institutions then that responded to that crisis. I think for years going forward, we are going to be responding further to this crisis, and I'm hopeful that we'll be make positive and solid improvements in the way our economy functions.
Robert Shiller, George Akerlof, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Scott J. Gow is keeping an eye on public opinion about the financial mess over at his blog, The Scratchpad. He's not pulling any punches about J.P. Morgan's new private jet purchase. Check out what he's saying about that at marketplace.org. And thanks very much for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.